课堂听 class.com
Chapter 12 At the Hotel Unit 1 Checking In Basic Expressions
I have a double room reserved in your hotel.
Is the room ready?
I'd like to check in.
Do you have a reservation with us?
Please fill out the registration form.
Does this hotel have 24-hour room service?
Do you have any vacancies for tonight?
Do you have any identification with you?
Why are there such big price differences in your room rates?
What time must I check out tomorrow? Dialogues. Conversation 1. Checking in with a reservation. 1. Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I have a double room reserved in your hotel.
What's your name, please?
My name is Neil Brown.
Okay, just a second, please. Yes, a double room for 3 nights.
That's right. Is the room ready?
Yes, it's ready. How will you be paying for the room, sir?
With my credit card.
Very good, sir. If I could have your card for a moment...
After the credit card transaction is approved...
Here's the key. Your room number is 309.
Thank you. Where's the elevator?
The elevator is on your left. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Conversation 2. Checking in with a reservation. 2. Good evening. Welcome to our hotel. Can I help you?
I'd like to check in.
Do you have a reservation with us?
Yes, I do.
Could I have your name, please?
Peter Young.
Would you spell your last name, please?
Yang.
Thank you. Here you are. Please fill out this registration form.
Okay.
A few minutes later.
I'm done.
This is your key, room 244.
How do I get there?
The bellboy will take your luggage and show you to your room.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Conversation 3. Shown to your hotel room by a bellboy.
This way, please, sir. Does this hotel have 24-hour room service? Yes, you can call any time during your stay. How can I get the phone number for room service?The number is on the phone in your room. That's convenient. Yes, it is. Is there anything else I can do for you? Not right now, thank you. No problem. If you need anything, just call the front desk.
Conversation 4. Checking in without a reservation. 1.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'd like to check in.Do you have any vacancies for tonight?
Yes, we have. Do you have any identification with you?
Yes, I do. I've got a driver's license and a passport.
That's fine. Show me any one of them, please.
Here's my driver's license.
Thank you. Could you fill out this form, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Your room number is 1829, and here's the key.
Where's the elevator to the room?
Right there, just behind you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your stay.
Conversation 5. Checking in without a reservation, 2.
Hello, can I help you?
I'd like a room for tonight. How much is the room?
It depends on what kind of room you need.A king-size special room is $399 a night. King or queen-sized regular rooms are $299 a night. A twin-size regular room is $259 a night.
Why are there such big price differences in your room rates?
Well, the king-size special room is a 5-star standard room. It has a computer, a meeting room, a DVD player, cable...Free breakfast, free fruit, and free laundry service.
Okay, I'll take a king-size special room.
Could you fill out this form, please?
Sure.
Your room number is 1800. Here's the key. If you need anything, dial 0 for the reception area. They'll help.
Thank you very much. Oh, one more question for you. What time must I check out tomorrow?
Good question. Before 12 noon. Don't be late, please. If you check out late, you'll pay a late charge.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Possible questions a traveler might ask.
Where can I fax a document?
Is there a health club in your hotel?
Can I exchange money in your hotel?
Can I book a flight ticket here?
Can I get a local map here?
Can you arrange a morning wake-up call?
Do you have a wake-up service?
Could you give me a wake-up call at 5 a.m. tomorrow?
What's the rate for a regular single room here?
How do I make a long-distance call in this hotel?
Is there a payphone in this hotel?
Is there a special rate for a group reservation in this hotel?
How much do you charge for kids under the age of 12?
When is checkout time?
Do you have an airport bus service?
Do you serve a buffet here?
Are there any snack vending machines on this floor?
Unit 2. Checking out. Basic expressions.
I'm checking out now.
Do you accept credit cards?
Can I check out at 4 p.m.?
I'm ready to check out.
Why is the bill so high?
I thought the laundry service was free.
There might be something wrong with my bill.
I do apologize for the mistake.
That's all right. No one is perfect.
It's okay. It happens. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Checking out on time. Hello, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm checking out now. Is my bill ready?
Can I have your room number and your name, please?
Room 402, David Harris.
Thanks. Your bill is ready. Here it is.
Where can I pay the bill?
Right here. How do you want to pay for it?
Do you accept credit cards?
I'm sorry, we don't.
Okay, I'll pay using my debit card then. How much is the total?
That comes to $360.
Conversation 2. Checking out late.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, I'm wondering what time must I vacate my room?
Before 12 noon.
I'm waiting for my business partner. Can I check out at 4 p.m.?
Sure, but you'll have to pay extra money for the late checkout.
How much?
Half price.
All right, I'll pay the extra money.
What's your room number, please?
303.
Thanks.
Conversation 3. Checking out with an inquiry. Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
I'm ready to check out.
What's your room number, please?
205.
Thanks. Here's your bill.
Why is the bill so high?
Well, there is a service charge included in the bill.
What kind of service charge?
Some laundry and 5 long-distance calls.
Oh, I see. I thought the laundry service was free. Do you accept traveler's checks?
Yes, we do. Here's your receipt. Thank you for staying in our hotel. Have a safe journey.
Thank you very much.
Conversation 4. Correcting a mistake on your bill.
Hi, sir. May I help you?
Yes. There might be something wrong with my bill. I've stayed here for 2 nights, but you charged me for 3 nights.
Let me see. Oh, yes. This is not your bill. I do apologize for the mistake.
That's all right. No one is perfect.
Okay, I'll make an adjustment.
Okay.
Here's your overpayment, and here's your adjustment receipt.
Thank you very much.
Once again, I'm so sorry for the mistake.
It's okay. It happens.
Unit 3. Basic services. Basic expressions.
Can you wake me up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Would you prefer a phone call or a knock on your door?
Do you have a laundry service?
I've got some laundry to do.
When will you need your clothing?
Do you need turndown service?
Can I clean your room now?
I'm on the phone. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Wake up call 1. Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'll be checking out early tomorrow morning. Do you have a morning wake-up call service?
Yes, we do.
I'd like a 4 o'clock wake-up call tomorrow morning. Can you call me by then?
Sure. Give me your room number and your name, please.
Room 709. My name is Taylor. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Conversation 2. Wake-up call 2.
Hi, can I help you, sir?
Do you have wake-up service?
Yes, we do.
Could you wake me up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Sure. Would you prefer a phone call or a knock on your door?
By phone will be fine.
Okay. Have a nice sleep.
Thank you kindly.
Conversation 3. Laundry service.
Hi, what can I do for you, ma'am?
Do you have a laundry service?
Yes, we do.
I've got some laundry to do.
Okay, what's your room number, please?
Room 208.
Okay, just put your laundry into the bag and write your name and room number on it. Then, put the bag on the table or bed. I'll send a houseman to get it.
Thank you.
When will you need your clothing?
Will tomorrow morning be all right?
No problem. We'll return your laundry tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock.
How much will you charge me for laundry service?
No charge at all.
How come?
Because you're a club member at our hotel. There is no charge for this service.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 4. Turn down service 1.
Maid knocking on the door.
Hello, turn down service.
Who is it?
Housekeeping. Do you need turn down service?
No thanks, I'm fine.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Conversation 5. Turn down service 2. Maid knocking on the door.
Hello, housekeeping.
Yes?
Do you need turn down service?
Yes, come on in, please.
Thanks.
Conversation 6. Room cleaning 1.
Good morning, sir. Can I clean your room now?
Yes, come on in. You can do it right now. I'm leaving.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 7. Room cleaning 2. Would you like me to clean your room now?
I'm sorry, I'm on the phone. Can you come back later?
Sure.
Thanks.
Unit 4. Reservations. Basic expressions.
I'd like to make reservations for 2 single rooms.
What date do you need?
Does the price include breakfast?
I want a deluxe suite.
Thank you for booking a room in our hotel.
Can you change your reservation date?
Would you mind waiting for a few minutes?
I'll wait. It's not your fault. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Making a reservation. 1.
Good morning, ma'am. May I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to make reservations for 2 single rooms.
What date do you need?
On September 5th.
Okay, just a second. Let me check. Yes, we do have 2 rooms available.
That's good.
How long will you be staying?
3 nights. What is the cost for 3 nights?
$360 per room.
After tax or before tax?
Before tax.
Does the price include the breakfast?
Yes.
How much do I need to pay for the deposit?
30% of the total bill.
All right.
What time will you check in?
Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very good. You have a reservation for 2 rooms for 3 nights each, beginning September 5th.
Okay, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Conversation 2. Making a reservation 2.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Good morning. I'd like to book a room. Do you have any vacancies for next Sunday?
Yes, we still have some vacant rooms for next Sunday. What kind of room would you like?
I want to reserve a deluxe suite. How much does it cost?
$490.
That's fine.
How long would you like to stay?
Only 1 night.
Okay, I need $100 for a deposit.
Do you accept credit cards?
Sure.
I will pay with my Visa credit card.
When will you check in?
Around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right. Thank you for booking a room in our hotel.
Oh, one more question.
Go ahead, please.
Are pets allowed?
Yes, but we'll charge you $20 extra a night.
Thanks.
Conversation 3. Reservation not accepted.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book 2 double rooms.
For what day?
Next Friday.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't accept reservations on that day due to overbooking. Can you change your reservation date?
No.
Would you mind giving me your name and phone number? We might have a cancellation.
Great. My name is Paul Harper, and my phone number is 423-908-1109.
I'll call you if we get a cancellation and a room becomes available.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Possible expressions about unacceptable reservation.
Sorry, there's no room available next Friday.
Sorry, all the rooms are booked up for this weekend.
Conversation 4. Reserved room is not ready. Good afternoon, sir. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to check in.
Did you reserve a room?
Yes, I did.
Your name, please.
George Bishop.
I'm sorry, your room is being cleaned. The guests in this room checked out late. Would you mind waiting for a few minutes? If you don't want to wait, I'll arrange another room for you right now.
No problem, I'll wait. It's not your fault. I'm checking in earlier than I scheduled.
Thank you very much for your kindness. Unit 5. Problems. Basic expressions.
I can't find your name in the record list.
I'll double check.
You confused our hotel with the Vacation Inn.
I can't get in my room.
I lost the key to my room.
The noise is very disturbing. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Checked in to the wrong hotel. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I have a reservation here.
What's your name, please? I'll check the reservation record.
Joseph Wong.
Would you spell your last name?
W-A-N-G.
I'm sorry, I can't find your name in the records list. Do you remember when you made it?
What does made it mean?
I mean, what day did you call to create your reservation?
I called last Tuesday.
Okay, I'll double check.
Have you got it?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't got any record of your reservation. Do you remember the name of the hotel you called?
Yes, it's called the Vacation Inn.
Oh, that's why. This is the Vacation Inn Express. You confused our hotel with the Vacation Inn.
I'm sorry. Where's the Vacation Inn?
It's not far from here. This is the address.
Thank you very much for your patience.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. left the key in the room.
Hi, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I can't get in my room. I left the key in the room.
What's your room number, please?
905.
Okay, I'll call housekeeping to open the door for you right away.
Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Conversation 3. Lost the key.
Hi, may I help you?
I'm sorry, I lost the key to my room.
Do you have any idea where you might have lost it?
I'm not sure. Maybe in the shopping mall? I just did a lot of shopping.
Okay, I'll call the security office. You can get a new key in there.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Conversation 4. Something is wrong with the room.
Hello, what can I do for you, sir?
Hello, I'm staying in room 467. The water tap drips all day long. The noise is very disturbing.
I'm sorry for your inconvenience. I'll send a technician to fix it right now.
Thanks.
You're welcome.